Key Code New Generation Series. Level 5. Page 91. Activity 6. Listen and number the strategies in the order they are mentioned. It mustn't be about answering prepared questions, but about observing, analyzing, and discussing, getting to conclusions, suggesting alternatives based on conclusions, and then evaluating results. As you can see, the onus of classwork can't be on teachers, but on students, and the how far the class can go will depend on the learners, and the teacher will be there, ready to keep going. The best part. Responsibility is shared. What about working on reading? Did you know that reading can be done in different ways? Skimming, for example. When you skim, you look for the general idea of a sentence, a paragraph, or a whole text. You can start by spotting some important elements or information and also words or phrases that may have a specific meaning, and then you decide on the main idea based on the information you got. Remember, it is quick reading and the information you spot must be marked somehow, underline, circle, using arrow notes, etc. Because it will help you support your answers, and if the reading extends into discussing, you will do fine as you will have plenty of information to be part of it. What a better way to make a tool for yourself, looking like you. Find a cheap whiteboard and get it fixed on a wall at home or in your room, but before you get it fixed, make sure it looks like you. You can stick pictures on it, or use pins, bracelets, colors, or your favorite music, for example. It'll be like a frame for your board. Get some color markers so you can have the information you need to learn or remember displayed and at sight. It won't be like a notebook or a book that must keep a certain order or characteristics. Your board will have the look and organization you prefer, and that will help you be better off during studying times. Communicating is the nature of the language, so speaking must have a major role in the English classroom. Other elements like linguistic skills and sub-skills, grammar, accuracy, and contents, among others, are important, of course, but speaking is what we all need the language for, so creating opportunities for discussions must be had. There can be sharing ideas or points of view, brainstorming, agreeing and disagreeing, reflecting, getting to conclusions, persuading others, inferring, speculating, well, you name it. And it must be a chance to involve everyone, not just keen ones. By adapting the instructions to specific learner characteristics, same goals can be reached, maybe not at the same level or quality, but for sure the same. This can take the form of writing as well, letting learners have a WhatsApp group, for example, and get them to chat discuss there, or try some other options like Padlet. Learners sign into a virtual session and post their comments. Everybody will be able to see the commenting on the teacher's screen. Talking plus writing at the same time. What about having a place where learners can find what they need, and getting them to go there and take it anytime they want? Either in the classroom or at home, build some stations with specific resources. Remember to label them and make the labeling attractive. Learners of all ages and levels love that. Stations can have language, examples, phrases, verbs, worksheets for further practice, meaning of words, etc. The type of resources in the stations will be chosen depending on current needs, and must be changed once the level of dependency on the materials gets reduced. It's like, let learners tell you what they need and then you will be able to tell them where they can find it, at the end. They will be making decisions on what to use themselves, rather than telling them what they need. This way, independence is known, gotten and fostered. dividing the class into groups for certain activities, e all times the same. One learner will take the role of the leader, and it must be changed every time they work together. The other students in the group will have the following instruction clear. All members in the group will have to follow instructions from the leader. Everyone can have an opinion and share, but the leader will take the final word. This way, learners will be faced with their ability to get along with authority figures, follow instructions, adapt to teamwork, collaborate, understand managing skills, etc. Explaining to students the value of these life skills is as important as finding a good and fair way to assess this practice. It's like, we are all different, we have different likes and preferences, and our opinions may be similar, a bit different or completely opposite, but none of that may be enough reason to not get along with each other. We share time and space, so let's make of it a healthy and safe one zone. What's one of the more peculiar characteristics of a kangaroo? Well, a kangaroo is a large Australian mammal with a long stiff tail, short front legs and long powerful back legs on which it moves by jumping. When a doe gets pregnant, and after a gestation of up to 34 days, the jellybean-sized baby kangaroo makes the journey from the birth canal to the pouch by clambering up through its mother's fur. Once safe in the pouch, a small bag in the front lower part of a kangaroo's mum, the little kangaroo starts to feed from its mother, but it still needs 8 months in this pouch to be able to get out of it. After 8 months, the little kangaroo will begin to come out of the pouch and start to fend for itself. That is about the time the school year lasts, vacation and holidays not counted. So avail yourself the opportunity to have a kangaroo with any kind of school materials you can think of, from color markers, newspapers, magazines, balls, balloons, and a very long etc. It is for sure learners will get curious about what's there and what's new. Bringing more stuff from time to time is as important as having it always full. There is one thing to keep in mind though. Make sure you let learners use it any time they want. Also, and more importantly, perhaps, they must be told and gotten to reflect on keeping it tidy and neat. There is lots more to say about learning strategy, but trying to handle too much at once isn't a good idea, so give the ideas mentioned a try and see what happens. Don't forget to share, as sharing is a door to learning and growing.